My head hurts today.
Oh, I'm sorry, buddy.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Was it a migraine?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it hurts because I had one too many Seabreeze cocktails last night.
Seabreeze? Bro, what are you?
Who are you?
I don't want to talk about it. Or could it be that my playlist of jackhammering noises that I used to fall asleep isn't as soothing as I had hoped?
What?
I may go with a combination of the two.
Yeah. All I know is my brain is hurting. And hopefully I'll get some relief after I pop a couple Tylenol and empty out my thoughts in another edition of What's On Your Mind, where we go around the room and find out what each member of the morning show has been thinking about lately. So let's share our thoughts and feelings, starting with Brooke. Brooke, what's on your mind?
My gosh, I have been so excited to tell you guys about this. I'm so excited.
Oh, it's not helping my headache. God.
This is life-changing.
Okay.
All right.
Coffee naps. Some people call them a nappuccino. Do you guys know about these?
Haven't heard about them.
They are going to change your world. Okay, okay. I tried it a couple days ago, and it works. Okay, there's some science about, like, I don't know, sleep chemicals and your brain and what caffeine does to it. But what you need to do is, before you take a nap, you drink a cup of coffee. Okay? Sounds counterintuitive, right?
It does, yeah. Uh-huh.
And then in the 15-minute window after you drink the cup of coffee, you have to fall asleep. Okay?
What?
Then you sleep for 20 to 30 minutes.
Okay.
And you wake up more refreshed and energetic than ever before.
Whoa.
There's no grogginess.
I feel like
coffee naps.
I feel like it's like a thing that works nice for the short term, but then like you come down like 4 hours later with like horrible exhaustion.
Good point.
I crashed pretty hard.
Yeah.
Okay. But I would have been crashed for the entire 4 hours instead of just 4 hours later. It was amazing, you guys. I'm all about coffee naps.
I've heard the same thing works, though, with meth, though. Meth naps. You wake up with 6 times more energy than a coffee nap.
I don't think you ever nap when you do meth.
Oh, okay.
I think that is the difference there. Yeah, no. Nappuccino. I'm saying try it.
All right. Try out the Nappuccino.
You're selling me on it.
Yeah, seriously. It's so good.
Jose, what's been on your mind lately?
Well, I got scammed back. And I'm here to warn everybody listening what scammed me and why. So lately, I've been working on my health a little bit. And I saw a random ad on my Facebook about a pec sculptor.
A what?
Pec.
It's like your pecs?
Like a man's pecs.
Your pecs. Yeah. Okay.
Push-ups, you work on your pecs.
Okay.
And this video is like 30 seconds. And it's like, all you need to do is 3 or 4 reps, and it's
the way you're moving your arms. It looks like it's a thigh master for your arms.
Yes, it is, exactly. It's like your forearms. You try to push them together, and like.
Did you get it?
So I pay for it. Okay. I pay for $100 after shipping and handling.
And
I get it. It is literally a spring. Now I'm over here like flapping wings in my living room, not feeling any burn. Nothing is being sculpted. And I realize after like 20 minutes, I'm like, I could like wave my arms in the air, flail them randomly, and be doing more work than this stupid
pec sculptor. So you realize that they took you because it's not that easy to get really nice
pecs.
Look
at these boobs. You see these boobs? You know they look sculpted?
No, they don't.
So if anyone listening, pec sculptor doesn't work and they don't do refunds. I already asked that. Because it's not broken. It's just a stupid machine.
I would love to see you do like a video blog of you reviewing different workout products.
Yes. Oh, God.
That would be the best video blog ever.
Like, dude,
you just give up after 5 seconds on every piece of machine. And next you should try that machine that like just shakes while you sit on it. Have you seen that one?
No.
Those are from like the 50s.
Yeah,
right?
They came out with the new version. You should try that
one. Dude, it's better than me not moving. Yeah. Okay, well, if you have any suggestions for me to sculpt, then text in.
All right.
Try something else.
Yeah.
Social media coordinator Alexis, tell us what's been on your mind.
So this morning I had a meltdown about work.
Uh-huh. Actually.
About this job?
Yes.
Okay.
About coming here today.
What happened?
My 4 shirts that aren't crop tops were dirty.
Yes.
Those are the only ones that you wear.
God, exactly. So I had a meltdown that my whole closet is crop tops. And it is freezing in here from the AC.
I'm so tired. That's why you don't want to wear the crop tops. It's not because it's not a very professional look.
No.
Not that. It's that it's been freezing in here lately. Yeah. And I'm so tired of my stomach being cold.
Yeah, it's all just the belly. Time.
You just need to tie a sweater around your waist.
Yeah.
She has a sweater on right now, but it's a halter top sweater.
That's a crop top.
Very crappy.
Very cute.
Then I was looking, I was like, well, I have to wear pants now. All holes everywhere.
Yeah.
So, except I did buy a pair of jeans this weekend with only 2 large holes.
Yeah.
I like condensed.
Aren't the
like
holes kind of going out? I feel like they're becoming the true religions of this
no,
fashion line.
Style,
I'm just saying.
But
I've watched that.
So what are you wearing now?
This is clean. I just, all my
That's all she has.
Crop top. I have four shirts I wear to work, and I'm just starting to feel like this isn't professional anymore. You know, it's kind of hitting me.
Holy jeans and a crop top are really
wear to work. So I just want to know where to go buy clothes that do cover my belly button. Not sure where to go.
Brooke will give you some recommendations. Yeah. She has shirts that go down to her knees.
No, you don't need shirts. You just need really big underwear. Yeah. That's what I go with.
No,
I do need some tips on dressing old.
Thought it was a solution. Yeah. Jeffrey, what's on your mind?
It's been really difficult for me to enjoy my outdoor time lately.
Why?
Because it's sunny out, which is nice. So I'll go outside and try and relax in my backyard. And whenever I'm out there, all I ever hear is
Whoa.
And this has been going on for weeks.
That sounds exciting to me. Who's mating in your backyard?
Well, it's not that. And I'm wondering, you know, what is this grunting noise? Yeah. Like, and I realized it's because my street has been a really popular path for cyclists. And it's on a hill. And so all the cyclists are grunting going up the hill right past my house. So it's become super hard to enjoy like a beautiful summer day. And yeah, you might think I would like hearing that sound.
Yeah, I like people in spandex grunting in your front yard. I thought that this was kind of why you probably are renting the place.
No, they're not stopping. That's the point. Oh. That's the problem.
And it just comes out of nowhere. There's like the sounds of birds chirping. I'm watching dragonflies going back and forth. And then... it is unnerving.
You just want to yell, like, get off and walk your bike up the hill. It'll be quicker.
Totally. Or I think I might actually put signs up outside of my house, like, no grunting within 50 yards.
Wow.
Oh, no.
I'll have, like, a stop grunting zone.
No, you don't
want to
mess with bicyclists. They'll come for your throat, dude.
They're so aggressive.
Yeah. They'll call the city. They'll be, like, a route through your living room.
Whatever. They're going to leave flaming dog poop on your doorstep if you do something like that.
Well, as long as they're not grunting while they do it, so I can enjoy my outdoor time. Anyway,
you've really grown as a person.
I really have. Yeah. Text into 78592. Tell us what you've been thinking about lately, positive or negative. You can get it off your chest. We'll read your text coming up right after this.